KSL News Time 609 emergency traffic. Let's go straight to Ricky Mees.
We're going to go right to Bangor Highway. I'm trying to find out an ETA of when this is going to open, but for right now, it remains closed north and southbound between 4100, 4700 south. You've got to plan ahead. Avoid Bangor Highway in that stretch of Taylorsville. Use an alternate route. More emergency traffic on southbound I-15. Right lanes remain blocked with this crash at the south interchange at the I-215 overpass. And you've got solid delays back to the I-80 interchange. Dave Meekum?
If you're making your way into Utah County right now, we've had a lot of improvement on the drive coming over the point, getting down to Lehigh. Still slow, but not nearly as bad as it was. You're still going to be in those delays coming down the point and getting down past 2100 north in Lehigh. Then an accident still causing delays southbound on I-15 coming out of Orem and heading into Provo just before you get to the S-curves. It is still there. It is still blocking the left lanes, and you've got delays pushed back past University Parkway into Orem right now. Mark?
21 minutes KSL travel time, Salt Lake City to Farmington. The problems and the delays all occurring about Glover Lane, and it's a hard, hard slowdown all the way up towards Roy and into Weber County on the northbound side of the freeway. Southbound is slow. Roy down to Clearfield, and then Highway 89 is not any better. I would avoid it if I were you between the I-15 split, and it is really slow and spots all the way up to I-84. That's a long ride. All My Sons Moving and Storage is a well-trained, friendly staff. All My Sons is insured, accredited, A, with the Better Business Bureau. For information, call Star Move or allmysons.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.